Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and we are continuing this bonus series, this little Q&A, answering all of your questions. And today's question is, can journaling help with managing stress and anxiety? Now, the short answer to this question is, well, yes, as I'm sure you can imagine. There are all sorts of different types of journaling, and I've actually done a prior bonus episode on some different types of journaling. So definitely go back and check that one out if you're kind of curious about that. But one of the things that I find when it comes to journaling that makes it super beneficial to our stress and anxiety is the fact that we can put a name to the stressor. And when you are able to put a name to your stressor, when you are able to kind of call it out from the way that I see it, we take away its power, or we start to take away its power. So when we are journaling through this, I find that, you know, sometimes maybe I don't even know what the stressor is. I don't know what the source of the anxiety is. Maybe all I know is this is how I'm feeling, and I can name that it's my feeling. But when I start journaling through it, we start to get the ego out of the way, and we tap into the subconscious mind. We allow that to come forward. And then that's usually when I find the root of the stressor comes to the surface. So even when I can't figure out what is at the root of this stress, what is causing me stress, or what is causing me this anxiety, when I start journaling through it, it eventually starts to come to the surface. And I feel like once we can get to that point, we can start to work through it. And I will say, this doesn't always come to light in the first session. It might take a few journaling sessions for you to be able to name that stressor, for you to be able to work through kind of the muck and the mud to bring to light what that stressor is. And one of the ways that I actually find we can go a lot deeper with all of our journaling work is by pairing it with a meditation practice. That is a huge reason. It is really like the main reason why I created the Soul Connection Podcast in the way that I did, in the way that we always have a paired journaling prompt with a guided meditation. Now, I know that there's probably plenty of people who listen to this podcast and maybe you never actually do the journaling prompts, and that, you know, I'm not going to be offended. That's fine. You do you. Make this practice work for you. But when we are able to utilize journaling, we can go deeper. We can go deeper into managing our stress, to calling out that stress. We can go deeper into our self-development work. We can go deeper into understanding ourselves better. And so that is why I love to pair meditation with journaling. And I mean, meditation is also proven to help with stress and to help with anxiety. So we get a lot of benefits when we combine these two practices together. But the short answer, can journaling help with managing stress and anxiety? Absolutely. The answer is absolutely. So I actually have a free PDF document with a few journal prompts for stress relief. Like I said, it's totally free. I'm going to leave a link for that in the show notes if you are interested in grabbing it. And these journal prompts will help you dig a little bit deeper. So if you are finding yourself in that place of stress and anxiety, you want to try journaling on it. These journal prompts are a great place for you to get started, to dig into the deep work, to connect with what you need. And so give them a try. See how it goes for you. See if journaling through your stress, through your anxiety, through calling out the stressor, calling out the source of that anxiety, if it helps you start to take some of the power away. Remember, multiple sessions are great. Remember, pairing it with meditation can also be super beneficial. So I promised you guys that it is really my goal to keep all of these Q&A bonus podcast episodes super short and digestible. I want to get you guys the answers as efficiently as possible. So I don't have any more that I want to go into on that today. But of course, if you have a question that you want to ask, the link to ask your question is in the description, and I would be happy to answer that on a future episode. So thank you all so much for joining me, and I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.